Bigs, Carlton have reset, including their leadership group, but they have the same captain. He joins us now, Mark Murphy. Murph, congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Your fourth year as skipper, you know, you've had a bit of on-the-job training. You think you're a better skipper today than what you were, I guess, all those years ago?
Yeah, a few years ago now. Yeah, definitely am. I think the confidence that I'm getting from Bolts and the other coaching staff and the boys, importantly as well, is I think going through the whole process of doing of having a new leadership group and then obviously electing a new skipper and vice-captain, I think it's been really beneficial, so I've enjoyed it. It's been good.
Did you ever feel like there was any doubt that you'd be reappointed? Because there was some whispers earlier on in the year with all the change that's gone on. How did you feel?
I was pretty excited about it all, to be honest. I think from speaking to Bolt about the direction he wants this footy club to go in, I was pretty excited about having to put my hand up, so to speak, again and go for the job again. He wanted to see what leadership looked like at our footy club and see who he thought was best fitted for the role. So I approached it in a really positive way. I wasn't down in terms of the way he sort of came out and spoke about the captain, so to speak, at the start. I was really excited about the opportunity to try and prove myself to a new coach, and I think I've done that, which has been really great.
Is that an affirmation for you? Because he's come from a club that has Luke Hodge, Jordan Lewis, Sam Mitchell, some great leaders amongst it. For him to give you that vote and give you the confidence that you've said, that must make you feel good.
Oh, yeah, it certainly does. When you come from a place like Hawthorn, he comes with some really great IP and has some great knowledge of what leadership looks like at that footy club and who better to learn from and to find out little traits that those leaders have got at that footy club. Just trying to cement my leadership as well. I think it's been really beneficial.
And what is the leadership program you've adopted there, and who drives it?
It's driven by Bolt and by us. And that was one thing that Bolt has been really keen on since day dot, is about all being on a level playing field and having no hierarchy within the group and all working together to get the best outcome for the footy club. So I think when you have coaches on one level and the players on the other, it doesn't really work out, because at the end of the day, the players are out there playing the game and the coaches can do a lot during the week, but when you're out there on game day, you're a live one, you're on field leaders to get the job done.
You've got a good blend of deputies there, Gibbsy, Doherty, Curnow, Simpson, Walker, and young Cripps. Crikey, is he an up-and-coming talent? How good's that he gets in?
Oh, look, he's amazing. The thing, he's only played 23 games, yeah. So he's extremely professional, and after winning a BNF in his second year, he hasn't come back and played at all the way he's sort of approached his footy over the pre-season. He's going to be a real superstar of the competition for a lot of years, I think. He does everything right. He's acknowledged the game and his ability to keep on working hard at training and his want to succeed is fantastic. So, to have him in the leadership group is really great. To have Sam Doherty, who's another young kid at our footy club, is really exciting as well. So I think the leadership for many years has been really good hands.
Just on Patrick Cripps, if we go back to him, you mentioned just a baby in football terms. He's about to embark on his third year, I think it is. Is this an eye to the future? Or tell us about his personality. Is he a leader around the club already?
Oh, he's not in there just to give him an opportunity to learn off us. He's in there because he's seen as one of the leaders around the footy club already. So no doubt he's got a development to do in that area, but I think most of the boys in the group do as well. So, but he's already seen as a leader around the footy club, and there's other guys who aren't in the leadership group as yet who are very young footballers and who haven't played many games, and you can see that they're going to be leaders of the footy club in the future as well.
Carlton skipper Mark Murphy, our guest. I mentioned at the start the club's going through a reset. I went through your list. You've had to learn 15 new players' names and about 8 in your footy department. Murph, crikeys, how you go with that?
Yeah, we've got everyone still wearing name tags at the moment, so that's terrific. But I think it's been a real positive for the club. I think having some fresh faces around, not just with having 15 new players, but basically a whole new coaching staff, Johnny Barker and Matty Capuano, it's been great to get to know different guys from different backgrounds and try and learn off them about what those sort of clubs did. Having Shane Watson come from North and Dale Ellis come from Geelong, it's been great. And Timmy Clark coming from Richmond, you get to see or hear some stories of what other guys did at those footy clubs and how they approached their footy as well, which I think is really beneficial. It has been a really good experience getting to know a lot of different guys, and we've really blended together really well.
A couple of players that we know a little bit about is Matthew Wright and Sam Kerridge. You've taken them from the Crows. We know both of those guys, Kerridge in particular, very strong trainers. How have they gone in terms of the pre-season?
Yeah, well, I think the Crows owed us a few. I reckon we've handed off a few pretty handy players.
Betts and Jacobs. And
then we've got Troy Nezrel.
We won't discuss those names. But I think Wrighty and Kerridge have been fantastic as soon as they've walked in the door. As you both probably know, they're just ultimate professionals, and they're great leaders that are already around our footy club. And just the way they behave and their standards are so high. And the thing I like both about them is they're selfless players. And I think going forward, that's something that we're really trying to preach at our footy club at the moment. It's about being selfless and being a team first player. So those guys are really good in those areas. And I couldn't believe how young Kedge still is. I think he's only 22 or 23 and still got some really good AFL experience. And Wrighty's played 90 odd AFL games. And I think a lot of the Adelaide boys, he's going to be missed out there because he's a great first name around the footy club.
How's our mate Neil Passmore-Craig going? We've dubbed him the man for a crisis.
Big Craigie, he's a ripper. So I think everyone's still trying to learn the best way to approach Craigie. At the moment, he is very approachable, but he's got a different sense of humour for Craigie. So I've enjoyed working with him so far.
He's a ripper.
He's got a very dry sense of humour.
He's the funniest guy I've met. Hey, how many players in your fat club? And did I read correctly that Curnow's in it, Ed Curnow? Oh, please.
This fat club, I don't know where this comes from, but there's no fat club. But what we sort of had from early on the pre-season is a real high sort of standard in terms of body composition. And I'm pleased to tell you that everyone's living up to where they need to be to at the moment, which is great. So it's funny hearing media reports about fat clubs and Ed Curnow. Ed Curnow's the fittest bloke in
our
club. They're say the fittest bloke in the AFL. He runs a sub-6 minute 2K. So I don't think he's in pretty poor nick. He's definitely in the best condition almost of that club. So it was quite funny to listen to or to hear about that report. But anyway.
Yeah, well, Murph, I get it over here because although I look chubby, I'm actually quite fit. That's what Mick just doesn't get. Murph, you're not laughing, are you?
He leads right off the road.
I don't know. I believe you. I reckon
good on you, Murph.
While you were talking about Ed Kenner, how's younger bro going, Charlie? Is he settled in all right?
Yeah, he's settled in very well. We've obviously having Ed for quite a few years at the club. You get to meet everyone's family, and we've had a little bit to do with Charlie over the years, and yeah, they're certainly cut from the same cloth, those two boys. They're pretty good at going head-to-head with each other, but he's been really impressive, Charlie. He's a really exciting talent. He doesn't seem to be fazed by too much. Got a real level head on his shoulders, so he's a really exciting player. Got a heap of talent, and looking forward to seeing what he can do for us.
And, of course, another young player who's going to get a lot of attention is, I'm not sure we're going to nickname him, Jack Silvani. Is he the son of Serge, who's the son of Sauce? What's he got? What are you going with?
No, you're lining me up for this question. You know what his nickname is now?
No, not yet.
He's called Sodge, so son of Joe.
Love it!
Great work.
That's what we're rolling with at the moment, and he hates it straight up, so that's why it starts. The more you push back against your nickname, the easier it sticks. Big Stodge is going well at the moment.
Fantastic. Well, we got rid of one fella, see the Fat Club. Now, here's another one we've heard. Do you guys have a number one pick club? There's you, Gibbsy, Wietering, Cruiser, and now assistant coach Josh Fraser. And you go out lunching quite a lot together, Murph. Come on.
No, I don't like to hang out with those blokes. I don't actually, I forgot about Fraser being a number one pick, but Yeah, look, there's certainly some strut around from your man, Bryce Gibbs, your Adelaide boy.
Gibbsy.
He loves strutting around with his little ponytail, so he's going all right. But no, there's no number one club. There's a few of us, which is good, but yeah, not sure about Gibbsy's haircut. What do you reckon?
Oh, Merv, tell him to get... We love Gibbsy. I mean, come on, Gibbsy, you're better than that. So is it a top bun, a ponytail? Is it tied up? Is it tied back? Paint a picture, Merv, because I'm disappointed.
Well, whatever you want to call it, it's pretty horrendous if you ask me, but we like to pump him up so he keeps it.
Well, look, tell him he's a father now. He needs to just start to become a little bit more mature. Let's just turn our attention quickly to the game that's coming up. You're playing the Hawks. You'll get an indication of how solid your year has been and how your pre-season's been. What sort of side are you going to put out on the park?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty handy side. I think a lot of boys have had really good pre-season. So I think you'll see some new faces, which will be really exciting for all our fans to see. And I think what fans are obviously excited about seeing some new faces, but just seeing the game style that we want to play. It's not going to be perfect because it's our first real hit out against some pretty handy opposition. So a new way of playing, and at times it won't come off, but at times it will. Obviously, early days. So I think it's a really exciting time for the players to see sort of all that hard work that we've been doing over the preseason and getting to real games against the best opposition around.
Yeah, just looking at the squad, 9 new faces in there, so there'll be some excited Carlton fans around the place, no doubt. Murph, congratulations on being reappointed as the skipper, and good luck for the year. We hope that it continues in an upward trajectory.
All right, thanks for the chat, boys.
Good on you, Murph. Played over 200 great games. His fourth year as skipper, he's a star.
They're
in good hands.
Absolutely. And look, just want to mention, Carlton are out to break a club record. They're trying to reach 51,000 members before round one. So if you want to do that, help them break that record, sign up and be Bound by Blue.
Visit Bound by Blue.
Membership.carltonfc.com.au or call 1300 Carlton. Mark Murphy, our guest.